Hi there, your Buddy the Humble Farmer here with an hour of old-fashioned music just for you. Thank you for listening. My old neighbor, Gramp Wiley, said, "You don't remember Tarnow working the boatyard?" One day, a little cross-eyed fella come in and said, "You're 2 months behind on your car payments. I'm going to take it." And Tarnow puts down his caulking hammer and says, "Well, you do what you have to do. But before you go out that door, I'm going to straighten out your eyes."
Hi there, this is Clark Terry here, reminding you to pull your bearskins a little closer to the fire. That's it. Now you're talking to me. Watch out for those snapping sparks. Everybody cozy? Now the good news is that you're in time for the humble farmer. You've worked hard all day, and you deserve to relax now. So stay right there and listen to the best of this kind of music.
Shimmy like my sister Kay, shimmy like a jelly on the plate. My mama wanted to know last night, say, "Why old Kay treat the boy so nice? Every boy in the neighborhood knows your shimmy is understood. I know I'm little late, but shimmy like my sister Kay, no job in shimmy like my sister Kay. Old booty, bit, booty, bit, don't old saddles, they lose either, that's old skin, bit, bit, bop, bop, don't put a little. Oh baby, shimmy like a sister kid, no job in a shimmy like a sister kid.
Clarence Williams. Gonna hear a little bit of Clarence Williams on this program today. Thank you for listening. In response to a newspaper article about the noise generated by a building inhabited by college freshmen, a reader writes, "Now you're actually seeing what your little angels actually do in college, and huge surprise. Everyone wants to blame the town, the cops, the faculty. How about someone blame the undisciplined kids, adults technically, and the parents that raise these maniacs?" Well, you're right about the parents. Parents really don't know how to raise children until they're grandparents. And then, as grandparents, they wring their hands and worry because their children don't know how to raise children. I was a teetotaling wimp and a veteran when I started college, so I was able to stand back in the shadows and simply observe the usual first year away from Mama Madness. I suppose you'd call it a rite of passage, any way you want to spell rite. Anthropologists have spent years and years in jungles and deserts in Chicago studying the phenomenon of coming of age. May I confess that several years of bravely fighting for my country in the Coast Guard were well behind me when I started college, and that I lived in lonely rooms rented out by quiet elderly folk in their 30s, and I never lived in a college dorm? Now, because I was supporting myself, most of my time out of class was spent grubbing for food so I wouldn't starve to death, and rent money so I wouldn't get evicted. Now, I don't mean to tell you that I haven't spent many, many nights in a frat house where there was hollering and drinking and who knows who was doing what to whom upstairs or in the cellar. But I want you to know this. I was in the band that was making most of the noise. Thank you. Brad Terry, of course, Brad Terry. Last saw Brad just a couple of months ago. He was doing something in Damascotta there on the main road in that little brick building. And last I heard, Peter was back in town, so Brad is playing with Peter. Now, this recording you just heard is with Red Mitchell on bass. What a nice... makes it sing, and of course Roger Calloway on piano. And in case you don't recognize the name Roger Calloway is the guy that wrote the theme for the Archie Bunker show. I think it's called Remembering You. Thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer. You know, with any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week at this time right here on your favorite station. Thank you for listening. How often, I must ask you, how often do you find a web page that's not user-friendly? I just tried to buy a small decal for my wife Marcia's shiny-looking car, the one with 262,000 miles on it, but I failed. I tried to place an order, but I couldn't get to the checkout page on this web page. Now, if it happened to me, senile old man who's not good with computers, it must have happened to dozens of other senile elderly people who aren't good with computers. It's costing this company money just because their web page is too difficult to navigate. One can't help but wonder if they test these web pages that are made by computer-savvy kids. We wonder if we test these web pages on people who might use them. Probably not.
Shimmy like my sister Kay, shimmy like a jelly on the plate. My mama wanted to know last night, say, why old Kay treat the boy so nice? Every boy in the neighborhood knows your shimmy is understood. I know I'm little late, but shimmy like my sister Kay, no job in shimmy like my sister Kay. Oh, booty, beat, booty, beat, don't, oh, saddle, say, lose, lose, that's all, skin, beat, beat, bop, bop, don't, put a little, beat, wait, I'm a bro, put a little, not, don't, skinny, beat, leap, bones, that's all, say, oh, baby, shimmy like a sister, kid, no job, I shimmy like a sister, kid, oh.
Okay, that was, I got to admit, I got to tell you how that happened. I just made this CD. I made the CD so I could have something good to play for you. And according to this, number 7 on that CD, number 7 should be I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. Anyway, I got the wrong numbers on this little paper on my hand, and I can't blame anyone but myself because I made the paper and I made the CD, but you don't mind hearing the same song twice anyway. If you tuned in late, you wouldn't even know the difference. My wife Marsha's laptop locked up, and I went on Facebook and asked how to unlock this page. The first reply I got said to take the battery out of it. Okay? Wanting to know how to take the battery out of the laptop that was given to Marsha by her affluent Dutch nephew, I Googled for instructions. Now, although I think that I'm a relatively peaceful man, I wanted to jump out of my chair and strangle with my bare hands the child who wrote these instructions. Listen, it says, follow these steps. Turn off your laptop and disconnect the AC adapter. Release the latch or other attachment devices that hold your battery in place. Slide the old battery out of its compartment or storage bay. Take the replacement battery out of the box. Slide it into the notch or bay. Release the latch or other attachment devices that hold your battery in place. That's what it said. Release the latch or other attachment devices that hold your battery in place. If I knew how to release the latch or other attachment devices that hold the battery in place, why would I ask how I could release the latch or other attachment devices that hold the battery in place? Why should I ask this on Google? This is tantamount to telling a caveman sitting in your car to push in the clutch. If you think about it, you know, how would a caveman know what a clutch was or where to find it? Now, a good start was helping me with this problem would be showing me a picture of a laptop with an arrow pointing to the place where the battery is located. It would also be nice to see a picture of the battery so I'd know if I had a battery in my hand or perhaps part of the computer's liver instead. Well, after going through all this, trying to find out where the battery was, how to get it out, after going through all that work, a computer-savvy friend said to me to hold down the start button and count to 10. He said, let it up and count to 10. I did, and I did. I really counted to 20 to make sure, you know. And just by pushing that start button and holding it down, I cured the locked computer problem and didn't need to worry about batteries or anything else. Now, taking my breath away, just telling you about this, I don't know how I'd do anything if I couldn't ask my Facebook friends about how to proceed. Anyone who says that Facebook is a worthless waste of time, well, they don't have the right kind of friends. Thank you. Bud Powell, playing some very interesting changes. I should have to listen to Bud Powell a lot more so I can get my ears around those nice changes he played there. As usual, I'm laughing at myself today. I usually do something that makes me laugh at myself. I just learned something. Ever hear of Kobo, K-O-B-O, Kubu, Kobo? While walking my mile earlier this morning, I was looking at my Dutch flashcards. You know, when I walk, I have to have something to do. So I flip my through these Dutch flashcards. I didn't bring one Dutch book with me, so I thought I'd buy a de Kock book online. De Kock is a Dutch detective, and I enjoy reading about de Kock and his little companion, Fleda. Now, why should I continue to increase my Dutch vocabulary if I don't keep up by reading Dutch every day? Ooh, $35 and such for these books, crazy, because they have to come from Germany or somewhere in Europe. Then, good news, I found one at a reasonable price, but the machine told me I'd already bought it. Nice machine to let me know that. Kept looking, then I found a whole list of de Kock detective books. $5.56 each. I thought that was a pretty good deal. And they said because it was my first purchase, I got $5 off. Couldn't understand that. Well, I'm not going to argue. So they took 56 cents out of my PayPal account, which had just about enough in there to buy one book anyway. And I kept looking for shipping charge and didn't see it anywhere. At last, after they got my 56 cents, I realized, yes, I had signed up to read the book online. Have you ever read a book online? My question to you is, how would anyone do it? I suppose if I could ever get Marsha's laptop going again so I can use it, I could read this book in bed when I go to bed at night. Instead of reading a book, I could read this book online. You know, if I could figure out how to get the book into my computer from the place where I paid 56 cents for it, I got no idea how to shift that over. My question to you is, do you think is it worth my while to learn how to read a book online, how to download it, get it in my computer? Now, you know as well as I do that were I to learn how to do it, they would change the process. I'd be right back where I am today. Now I'm wondering what's happening. It seems that every song I have on here, let's try this one here. Every song I have on here is the same. That's impossible. Let's try number two. Let's see what this is. What's going on here? Are you ready? Thank you. Well, my word, I don't know why they got snipped off, but we're glad to hear as much of as we did. I mean, how our track record is here today. There are things that should not be mentioned on the radio, and we are going to talk about one of them right now, if you're ready. You might remember that not long ago I said something about a man who discovered, much to his surprise, that his second wife was even nuttier than his first wife. Well, I'm not going to tell you how many threatening letters I got from how many men who said I'd better stop talking about them on the radio, but I'm going to tell you right now that I am never going to do it again.
Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. While you're dancing, you sing while you're dancing, you'll find before the dance is through that you're in love with her and she's in love with you. You'll find while you're dancing that there's rhythm in your heart and soul, certain rhythm that you can't control. You will do the continental all the time.
Django. It's time to thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer here on your favorite radio station, where, with any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week at this time. I am The Humble Farmer, gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And you heard about this. You remember this. Wasn't it refreshing to hear that the London man who robbed that woman weeks ago was well-dressed? This man was well-dressed. It said so right there in that report I read. He pushed open the door to her room, slammed her around, tore out the telephone, and took purses and cameras. Is this not a great improvement from the old raggedy Fagin image that's been popularized on stage and screen about ragged bandits? Would it not seem to indicate that everybody's standard of living has improved? This must be a conspiracy. I'm gonna have to give up on this. Huh? Every one of these has put in, "I'm going to shimmy with my sister Kate." I think we've heard enough. Let's try one more chance here. Let's see what's on this one. This should be, well, I don't even know. Let's try it.
Minute and Moochie and about Smokey Joe. Well, gather around me while I tell you about a boy you should know. Folks all call him Jerry the Junker down in Chinatown. He's deep, dumb, blind and lame, but still he keeps the gong around. Oh, Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Raggedy clothes and torn shoes. How that boy can sing the blues. Everything just seems to ooze from Jerry the Junker.
From Jerry the Junker.
The jury found him guilty and sentenced him to die. He faced the crowd, laughed out loud, and spit in the judge's eye. They strapped him to the electric chair. It was time for him to die. 10,000 votes shot through him, but the boy didn't bat his eyes. Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Ragged clothes, torn shoes. How that boy can yodel the blues. Everything just seems to ooze from Jerry the Junker.
From Jerry the Junker.
Tried a thousand times till they heard the warden cry. Hey, what's the use? Shut off that juice. My electric bill's too high. For days and days, thousand ways, they tried to bump him off. Till one cold day he passed away. He died from the whooping call. Oh, Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Raggedy clothes and old torn shoes. How that boy can yodel the blues. How everything seems to ooze from Jerry the Junker.
From Jerry the Junker.
In the rags, in the bones, in the bottles today.
Well, Clarence Williams, and something I have never heard before. As I say, I put this CD together the other day just for you. And soon as I find out what's on it, why, I think we're going to have a pretty good time listening to it again someday. Who should send me a letter but my radio friend Bill, who runs, this is the Bill who runs around in a car with a red light on the roof trying to help people who get their toes caught in a crack. Bill has pulled people out of the water, he's pulled people out of car wrecks, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's been called by people who needed just to get to work but were trapped in the cabin by a rut in bull moose. Bill saw a post on my Facebook page that says, "Good moms let you lick the beaters. Great moms turn them off first." And I don't know why, but that appealed to me. Bill saw that, and Bill writes, "I once went to a call where two newlyweds were making a cake. She let him lick the beater, but accidentally hit the switch. His tongue was so enmeshed in the beater that it had to be cut apart with a bolt cutter." I suppose that's the bolt cutter that they cut apart, the beater that they cut apart. Bill says, "I will never forget either of their faces. I wonder if they're still married." Now, do you believe that story, or do you think Bill made it up? If you have ever taught school, you know that story is true, because you have probably had the pleasure of seeing the children from several similar couples in some of your classes. Ghana here on the Humble Farmer. Thank you for listening. I'm almost afraid to push the next button. I'm afraid I'm going to hear Clarence Williams playing "I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate." You know, there was a time when I had a machine when I was in the studio there at Maine Public Radio. I could listen to what was going to come up ahead of time. I could shift it over. But with this system I have here now, I don't know how to listen to what's going to come up ahead of time, so I don't really know. Anyway, my wife Marcia, you got to hear this. My wife Marcia, the almost perfect woman, and I have a new thing called a Roku box. You might remember I've told you about it before. We, of course, canceled our television, kept the cable for the internet, and we watch Columbo and Monk and movies on Roku. We're no longer able to watch the Morning Today show. We eat breakfast side by side. I drink in my rolled oats from the pan, as I've done for 40 years, and Marcia eating peanut butter and marshmallow on top of a freshly peeled banana. That's what she eats for breakfast. So now, for the first time in over 25 years of a very happy marriage, Marcia and I talk to each other over breakfast. And we have discovered so many disturbing things about each other that hardly a day goes by but what one or the other of us doesn't secretly plan on filing for divorce. Friends, Clarence Williams, we had luck with that one. Oh, hang in here. Ooh, with any luck, we're going to be able to get through this together. Just you and me. We've all done incredibly stupid things that we don't want anyone to know about. Think about this. You know you've done something incredibly stupid, and you just hope that nobody will ever find out about it. You're not alone. We've all done incredibly stupid things that we don't want anyone to know about. So it's pretty easy to visualize what we're talking about right here. Now, what I'm talking about is the man who hurt himself trying to pull a metal sign out of a pine tree with an ATV. Something snapped, and he was injured. And right in the paper, we read that alcohol does not appear to be a factor. Hey, if this had happened to me, I'd rather have it say in the paper that I was drunk.